the unknowable God. I wonder if you have ever wondered what God was really, really like. Well, you're not alone in your wonderings. Man has puzzled about what God was really like for millennia. From the first man who sought to discover God and desired to be like him, man has been curious about his Creator. Mankind has been desirous to comprehend who God is. Religionists and scientists alike have ruminated over this God of the universe. Philosophers and kings likewise have battled furiously at the astonishing dilemma. Mountains of books have been penned in an attempt to explore the inexplicable. Innumerable speculations have been postulated, trying to uncover this secret enigma. And imperfect man, with imperfect minds, muse imperfect thoughts about a perfect God. But it is not possible to gatecrash the mind of God, yet foolish man pursues his quest. And it is not feasible to penetrate the thoughts and the actions and the will of God. For God is unknowable, and God is incomprehensible, for God is beyond our grasp. Even the most vigorous minds and astute intellects cannot discover his ways, but imaginations race to the extremity of the universe to search out the way of God. Why do we do this? Why does there seem to be an insatiable urge to discover God? Because God in his wisdom planned it this way. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that God has put eternity in our hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Yes, God in his wisdom has placed a deep yearning for himself in our inner beings. He knows our deepest need is clear, clean, beautiful fellowship with himself. But God also knows that man's heart is intrinsically wicked and riddled with sin. And in his wisdom has withheld much that prideful man desires to know of God. There are two ways to discover God and uncover his thoughts and heart. There are two roads that lead to an understanding of the unknowable God. There are two ways to discover the will of God and to discern his ways. First, the way of all flesh, building up your own false perception of who he is. Perceptions that have been built up over a lifetime of bittersweet experiences. And the other is to submit to his way and willingly let Christ be formed in you. The first way, you get a full and complete, yet distorted view of God, based on your imperfect imaginations, built up over time and through experiences. The second way, you get a limited and incomplete, yet perfect view of God, received through submission to the leading and correcting of the Holy Spirit. The second way is to let the mind of Christ be formed in you. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Those who have started down the first path may not recognize themselves. Their perceptions will have been built up over a lifetime of bittersweet experiences, unique perceptions developed through unique circumstances and backgrounds. But a perception and understanding of God that won't line up with Scripture. Those who start down the second path will make a conscious decision to renounce all false imaginations and images of God built up over time, to refuse to believe the mind's eye photo that has been developed through life, and to believe without doubting that God's word is true and his promise sure. Only the person that is prepared to humbly recognize who he is and who God is, will be given increasing illumination of who this unknowable God really is.